The following program presents the views of its participants and producers. It does not necessarily represent the views of WMRW or its license holder, RootsWork. Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to the 5-H Radio Show, and the 5-H's stand for Health, Happiness, Harmony, Humor, and Humanity. And we have a fellow human live in the studio here today on August 18th, 2024. The 5-H Show is continuing its deep dive into our friends and neighbors who have the courage and the chutzpah and something to say. So they are running for office at all different levels around the state. And we've had all sorts of candidates on, and we invite anybody on who would like to share their platform, their ideas, who they're representing, right? Because all of our neighbors deserve a place at the table. We all have something important to say and concerns that we think are very serious. And well, of course, we got to do it with a little laugh or we would never survive these wild times. So I am so honored today to have on the radio with me for the first time ever a gubernatorial candidate who is on the ballot in Vermont. We have Kevin Hoyt live in the studio today. How are you today, Kevin?
I am excellent, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Gubernatorial candidate. I love that. Chief Goober. I'm going for Chief Goober.
Oh, great. We started with the humor. That's perfect.
It. We'll kick it off with a smile.
Yes, that's the way to do it. Absolutely. So, Kevin, where do you hail from?
I am a born and raised native Vermonter. We don't have too many of those in office nowadays, but I hail from Bennington, Vermont, southern Vermont. I guess going back family history, my family has called these mountains home a long time before it was the United States or Vermont State. We came here in the early 1600s. My five times great-grandfather, Harry, was actually the first free Hoyt. Him and his father, David, fought against England for these very same rights and freedoms. Same exact soil. That blood's in my veins, and that blood's also in the soil, so I'm proud to represent.
Excellent. Yes, and so you're from southern Vermont. Thank you for making the trip up here to Warren. Uh-huh. Yes. So what have you been hearing on the campaign trail? Now, you've been campaigning, actually, for governor. Was it since 2018?
Well, 2018 is when I, again, threw my hat into the political arena, and like most people listening to the show, I successfully avoided religion and politics my whole life, right, like most sane people. And then I guess I got sick and tired of losing my rights and freedoms and watching my friends and neighbors suffer. And it got to the point where I didn't know if I could afford to live in the state that I loved with the people that I loved. So I jumped in a November election for House of Representatives. I didn't even know we voted in March. That's how political I was. And then I kind of had my butt handed to me from a gentleman from Chicago. And that blessing led to an election audit. So that's kind of where I dove in. Again, this is back in 2018, but I was part of an election audit where we can prove 60 to 70% fraud in Vermont State for Bennington County. Trace it back at least to 1975. And again, I've released over 500 names in a county of 5,500 people, and that was just the A's and half the B's. And then even better than the crime, we actually have the cover-up from the Secretary of State and then the Bennington Board of Civil Authority. Two documents on their letterhead and their words with their signature on the bottom that no one even looked. No one ever looked. And this goes back to the controversy, I guess, over fair elections. Do we have fair, free elections? And no one's going to convince me because, again, I was part of that audit. I did the work myself. I looked. They count on us not looking. So I know the truth. And to give Vermonters, it's kind of common sense. 2020, as example, Governor Phil Scott, the most popular governor in the history of the United States in 2020, got 74% of the vote. But it also helps that we had 102% turnout. We actually had more ballots than legal age voters. So Houston, we have a problem, right? So that's kind of where I got in. From there, I transferred over to, again, I became a reporting party for our multi-state federal RICO investigation. I'm the guy that located Sheriff Chad Schmidt, the Bennington County Sheriff. So again, after that, we moved over to judicial, started working on judges, Judge James Colvin. I love naming names. And then we climbed the ladder right up through. And again, this has been an ongoing battle, I guess, for, I've been at it for about 8 years full time. And it was, I think, a 6-year investigation when I got involved with RICO. So it's a big deal. And that's why all of our officials are now, I say missing. Some of them are actually missing. But, you know, they've resigned, retired, moved. And we're talking about the Secretary of State, James Condos. We're talking about the Attorney General, T.J. Donovan. They didn't leave. They were removed, at least in my opinion and based on my evidence. And I think I know because I'm helping. So.
Excellent. Wow. So let's break this down here. You are not the first person I've heard about election fraud in Vermont from. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is something that other folks, too, have been coming across and gathering tons of evidence. Right. You're also not the first one I've heard say that you almost left the state because it was becoming unaffordable and your freedoms were being taken. We've had a Democrat in here saying the same thing, Republicans, right? So this is something people are experiencing. And you've got a multi-pronged approach, which is really exciting. It's the running for office and getting the word out that way. And then you also have these legal battles and things going on kind of almost behind the scenes. So let's start with the front and center, the gubernatorial race. Yes. What are some of the first things you're going to do? What are your top priorities?
Oh, I love that. Go right to solutions because we've all been abused, right? We've all been oppressed. Mm-hmm. And again, it's easy to get caught in that doom and gloom, but I'm really excited about the future. And policy is what it's all about. And we have some tremendous policy, tremendous new technologies, and again, economic growth and development coming for Vermont State. But the first thing, I've got 4 executive orders. The first one is we're going to have term limits in Vermont. I'm going to write myself out of a job along with all of them. So we got to make sure this, again, accumulation of wealth and power never happen again. Second one is I'm a strong 2A guy. I think we talked off air there, the crime rates in Vermont have grown. Homicides grew by 166% during the Phil Scott administration. And if you're out there advocating for gun control right now, you're advocating for higher crime rates. It's not an argument. It's proven. Anywhere we put a ban or restriction on law-abiding citizens, crime rate goes up, period. So I hope people are, you know, out there, again, advocating for that. I don't think anybody wants higher crime rates. I don't recognize my own state anymore. We have murders in Vermont State. We never had murders in Vermont State or the opioid overdoses and all this. So again, I'm a strong 2A guy. I've been probably one of the only political candidates you'll ever hear listed as a firearms advocate. I believe in safe, responsible gun ownership. And I've, again, been a world spokesman for the National Shooting Sports for about 3 decades, firearm professional, wildlife expert. So I'm qualified. So we're going to become, again, a 2A sanctuary state. The federal government can stuff their laws. The Second Amendment. I should have clarified. It's easy for me because it's like the back of my hand. But yes, you're going to be able to keep your firearm freedoms and be able to defend your homes and your family. We're going to make Vermont safe again. Mm-hmm. So that's 2. And then the other one, aerosol spraying. So we're talking about chemtrails, geoengineering. A lot of people still deny it. I think we're up to 7 or 8 different states that are banning it now. Vermont's going to be another one because we're not going to allow the poisoning of Vermonters anymore. And it's not just the people, but the honeybees. We all heard about the honeybees. As a conservationist, I've been watching the deer and the turkey populations. And as an adult male in Vermont, I can eat 1 meal a month of our wild brook trout. If you're elderly or a kid or a female, they're too toxic. Right, just like our soil, like there's so many things, but clean air, water, soil, food, these are kind of basic. So I'm a big supporter of all of that thing. So we're going to ban chemtrailing and geoengineering in Vermont State. And then the last one is that we're going to allow plant medicine. We're going to legalize plant medicine. Has a lot to do with my opioid policy, but we're going to use God's medicine. I think that system, a lot of systems are imploding right now. In the medical system, again, a lot of people are looking at it a little different. I can speak for myself that I am terrified of the doctors. I don't want to go into the hospital and course, I'm a typical Vermont male anyway, unless I'm dying. I don't think I even need an aspirin, right? I complain and live with it for months and months and stuff.
Right.
But again, I think that whole system is changing. And specifically, there's a plant medicine called ibogaine that we're going to use to treat opioid. So that's the basic, again, executive orders. We can get into policy if you'd like. I mean, it depends on where you want to go with the interview.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, where do you hear about these ideas, like this plant medicine?
Sure.
The solutions? You seem to really have some out-of-the-box thinking.
Well, absolutely out of the box. I've been a rabble-rouser. I don't usually follow the rules. I've spent my entire life living it the way I want to. And I think that's what it takes, is a little bit of outside. Well, it's common sense, honestly, more than outside the box. I mean, some of these things are so easy, but I've been blessed with world travel. And I spent my life, again, I thought I was chasing girls or deer all over the world. But it turns out I was building this incredible network and making all these incredible connections with people all over the world. So I know some incredible patent holders and manufacturers and developers. And again, when we get to the economic and growth and development stage, that's where those people, all my friends from the past, they're my network today. The same with the intel, like all the information and corruption and everything the scandals that we've exposed over the years. It's you, the people. You know, likewise, they're my security also. Mm-hmm. I got eyes on me now. There's a lot of people, and I think that includes a certain amount of protection, just that you guys know what's going on. We talked about, being exiled. I've been a candidate in exile for a long time. They cut my brake lines as a candidate for governor in April of 2022. Again, the media never told you about it. I was just arrested, actually, on July 4th, force injected. Pretty interesting story there, too, for a violation of an abuse prevention order, because what they've done is they've made it illegal to report crimes by them. So I tried to report felony gun crimes. That led to a court order that said that I couldn't verbally say a name. I think that's against my First Amendment.
Right.
And I absolutely couldn't post any evidence of these crimes. I'm not very good at listening, I guess. I started a news network. I believe this falls under both the freedom of speech and freedom of the press. So I did, in fact, tell you guys, warn you guys about our criminal government, and that led, again, to a warrant for my arrest. This is in October of 22, about 2 weeks before the 22 elections. Every few years, it happens with the election cycle. They like to target me and defame me. But I'm still here, and I hope people are keeping score, because most of them are not here anymore. Something's happening to them. Again, I'm not a federal agent. I'm not an official. I'm not arresting anybody. But I know they're gone, so I'm hopeful in that. And again, the policies is really what it comes down to. I think I got some policies that really have teeth. Opioids is the big one. Mm-hmm. You want me to just keep talking? Let me roll right into it?
Yeah, go roll right into it. That sounds great.
Again, opioids is incredible. When I started this journey, back in 2018, we averaged about 19 deaths per 100,000 Vermonters, which is crazy.
From opioids.
From opioids. And this is just the people that die. These are the people, the
all
side
the
effects.
Suffering.
And, man. And you don't have to be an addict. In fact, the closest you are to one, you get hurt too. And this is the biggest thing that faces not only Vermonters, but our nation and the world.
Yeah.
Like this is our coroners can't keep up with the bodies, right? It passed car deaths as, they call it a suicide, right? Or accidental death. And it's a serious, serious thing. So again, 19 per 100,000 in 2019 was unacceptable to me. Mm-hmm. Today we're at 36. So 36 deaths for every 100,000 Vermonters. And the cost is over the top. Not just the money, but the stress and overburden on our EMS and law enforcement and prison and hospitals. And like it's out of hand. So even if most of us are affected, we all have a loved one that struggles with addiction. I've got a lot of sympathy. Again, whether it's your cell phone or food or work or sex or drugs or alcohol, there's a million things. We're all addicts. So I have compassion, and I want to treat that part of society like a sick part of society rather than a criminal part of society. So right now what we do is we have about a 3-day window, I guess, where the addicts get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they say, I want help. And we say, well, for $800 and in 10 days, if there's a bed, and it's a big circle. And if they get a bed, it's, you know, a 28-day detox, if that. And we send them right back to the same circumstances. By the way, the people that run the rehabs are also the Suboxone dealers, right? So we're looking at big pharma versus, you know, conventional drugs, I guess. And what we're learning again is the big pharma is just as bad. Suboxone, methadone, these things are just as bad as the heroin or the cocaine, right? Mm-hmm. So, and they're harder to get off of. So what we're going to do again is a real rehab, and I'm following the lead of Portugal, right? Holland did it too. Mm-hmm. It took them about 19 years, but they reduced overdoses by 85%, reduced their heroin usage by 75%, drug use in general is 56%, up over 400% decrease in crime, as where we grow by 200-300% a year here in the United States. So we're talking about real rehab, again, 18 months, right? 3 months to 18 months, so a year and a half of your life. If I catch you falling out in a local convenience store bathroom, no more catch and release. Sorry, guys. That's a mandatory rehab, right? Mm-hmm. And if you decide to stay for the 18 months, that's going to involve, again, family support, mental health therapy, aftercare, sober living, jobs training. And everybody's like, well, who's going to pay for that, Kev? It's actually cheaper. Not only do we save money, and we save lives too. So right now we're paying, you know, we Narcan them 20 times, we send them to rehab 45 times, we pay to lock them up, and eventually we're paying to put them in a coffin. So yeah. I've got a better plan, and it's proven. The world precedent has been set, so I believe I'm going to lead Vermont State and then our entire nation out of the opioid crisis, right? Mm. The world, hopefully. And if people want to talk about economic growth and development, you got to share my vision with me a little bit. But we're talking about hundreds of facilities, not just the rehab, but then the aftercare sober living. So not only do I need doctors and nurses, therapists, I need electricians and plumbers and janitors and like a whole jobs, 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 if people can't hear it. Here's another word that you never hear from politicians, ROI, return on investment. Because I care about my brothers and sisters in New Hampshire and Massachusetts and New York, no one has ever done anything like this in the United States. So we're going to be able to help those people out too, and we can actually make money at it. Now that I'm about making money, I'm more about helping people. So that's my biggest one. Opioids, I think, is the number one thing, and I've got a way out of the opioid crisis. I hope you heard that, and I hope you look. And I've always opened this up as well. If you'd like to, you know, if you know how to make my great policies better, let me know. If you know where I went wrong, if you think where I made a mistake, then please come on. And I've always opened up that floor where we can work together. The unity piece that you were talking about is really, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. They wouldn't let me be a Republican. I'm an independent. I'm an independent thinker and an independent candidate. So I hope people look at me and my policies for 2024. Did you have any questions, or do you want to keep going to another one?
Well, so being on the campaign trail, sure, and talking with folks, what are you hearing from Vermonters?
They love it when we talk. Mm-hmm. The problem is, I don't know if we can always talk. Again, Vermont State, if you look at a map, we're very blue, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on where we are, though. Again, this goes back. It also goes hand in hand with the election fraud, but our college towns, which Vermont is a college state, if you will, Those college centers, those indoctrination centers, right, have really done, like, I know a lot of people, we love our kids and they're great, and then we send them to college and they come home 2 weeks later. We're like, who is that person? We don't even recognize them anymore. And nothing against teachers. Like, teachers are so important. They're such an important part. But I think the optics for education system, this leads right into my second one, which would be education reform. Mm-hmm. But what's happening in our schools today, it's actually a political agenda, and I think we're finally starting to realize those things. So from Gary the transgender dinosaur to critical race theory, this is Chinese CCP, Chinese core curriculum. So I think we need to get rid of Chinese core curriculum. I think we need to get rid of the teachers union. Oh my God, yes, I said it. I think it's past time for that. And I think, again, all these things are so easy. It's to solve the education problem in Vermont. First of all, again, we need to get the state of Vermont out of education. And I think it's as the future is in homeschool, private schools, and charter schools. And it's as easy as the money follows the student. But now we got to look at the price. We're looking at, what, $39,000 per student, elementary school students here in Vermont State. It's another racket. They are robbing us blind, and what they're doing is they bury it in the education because you guys don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. And now they're trying to make it so it's actually not a choice. You're not even going to be able to vote on it. So the over-the-top optics, again, the Vermont Supreme Court just ruled that they can, in fact, vaccinate your children, and they do not need parental consent. That should terrify parents. There's a lot of, there's so many things out there. We've become a child sex change sanctuary state in Vermont. A lot of people don't know that. But if you want to have a sex change on your child, you can. This is part of your medical rights and freedom, so we pay for it as taxpayers. And if, let's say, you live in New York State, where my legislators say you have bad legislation, you can come to Vermont, and we'll pay for, I think, again, my opinion, the mutilation of your child, right? And if you have, let's say, a conflict, dad doesn't want the surgery, mom does in New York State, there's no need to fight. You can come to Vermont, just the one parent, and we'll do it. And it still gets better. Let's say both parents, there's no age limit. 10-year-old Timmy from New York decides he wants to come. He just has to find a medical professional or law enforcement. And what our legislation says is we will take custody of that child, and we're promising not to give him back to the state or to the parents. Parents, I hope you're listening to this, right? And again, personal opinions, and I don't care who your God is, or your lover, or your hair color, or your skin color. This is all demographics. If you want to look at an abused group of people, look at that LGBTQ community. I mean, I've done lots of interviews with people that, again, you've given up your sexual reproduction. You know, you're on therapeutics and big pharma and, you know, all these things for the rest of your life. Somebody's making a lot of money off of those people, again, that group, right? So, again, education reform, I think, is an important second. And, of course, all this stuff is, it supersedes getting rid of them, which is where we are now, I guess, in the exposure mode, where we come out and we tell. And that's where everybody listening, like, your mom was right. You're very, very special. And you have so much power in your voice. So sometimes we feel, I started a news network called the Grassroots Warrior Network, and we have an ant for an icon. And that ant, I put so much time and thought into it. Because do you ever feel like an ant? Like, I'm Kevin, what can I do about our tyrannical government or chemtrails or voting or any of the things that we're dealing with today? So again, ants are incredibly strong. They're, you know, they can lift 10 times their body weight. They're incredibly intuitive. And the true strength is in their numbers, the colony. So I think that's the idea. And just like you and your radio station here, our idea is we have a platform for the people who have a voice. If you have a voice and you want to use it, again, we've never had that venue before. That's another thing that I've got to, you know, give credit to you and the radio station. Cable access television is another one. Mm-hmm. These things are so important. They were put here to make sure that the media doesn't monopolize the conversation, right? What we think, hear, see, and learn. And what we found out recently, especially, is, you know, our media is a long arm of our big politics. Big politics, big corporation, big pharma, and big media. That's our beast, right? They're all together. So hats off to you guys for giving people like me a voice, I guess, so other Vermonters can at least know that they're, you know, I'm out here. You do have options. I've been an official candidate. Again, I went through all the work and costs and money and got my signatures, and I've been an official candidate for about a month, and no one knows it. They're still not. Again, my press releases are not allowed in mainstream media. WCAX, again, big news station here in Vermont, we actually have them on audio saying that they pick the candidates. You do not pick the candidates, Vermonters. The media picks the candidates based on who's most likely to win. Mm-hmm. And who's most likely to win are the ones that they give coverage. I'll use Howard Dean as an example. Howard Dean, like a couple months ago, he was in all the media, all the papers. They just at the thought that he might run for governor. Now, he didn't, but boy, he got a lot of press time and a lot of coverage, as where a guy like me is in it. I've been in it to win it for 8 years full time, and people still don't know me. That's part of the cheat. The cheat starts right from the very beginning. So what else did you have? Any questions about anything else?
Well, let's just remind folks that you may be hearing this for the first time on WMRW, but we are interviewing gubernatorial candidate Kevin Hoyt, who is on the ballot. He has gathered enough signatures, not for the first time. I voted for you before.
Nice. That's two of us at least.
Although I'm not supposed to give my political view. Although I'm also not usually voting because of my distrust in the electoral process as well. But I so appreciate when people are willing to run. And so getting the word out, though, is a big challenge. That seems to be the first the first one. And you've got your own solution. So tell us more about this network.
Well, I think everybody, it's really easy to get caught up in the doom and the gloom and the fear. But I hope people, if you're paying attention right now, the world is full of opportunity because we're building the new future. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to predict the future by making it. And I hope people aren't losing sight of that. You were talking about, you know, people fleeing because of money. I think we're about 40,000 Vermonters right now in the last 4 years that have fled because they don't think they can afford it. The problem is you can't run. There's no other state or country or any place. You're not going to be able to run away from it this time, mm-hmm. is my feeling. So I think, the important part is you stand your ground. And it's so much bigger than politics. This has nothing to do with elections. This is about our home, mm-hmm. right? And it's as simple, I think, as doing the right thing, warning other people. You know, Vermonters are specifically really good at that. Vermont strong, right? We say that. You don't have to be a Vermonter to be Vermont strong. But what that means is we're all in it together. So if you have food and your neighbor doesn't, a good Vermonter helps. And I think we're really good at that. I know I spent years and years trying to organize, and hats off to the women of Vermont. Because, again, I spent years, and then they got Mama Bear mad with the school stuff, and you guys, in like a weekend, the women of Vermont, you organize and put stuff together. So hats off to the women of Vermont. Vermont Stands Up is another big group that I love. Those meetings I go, and it's me and 80 women. Like, all you men out there, if you're not paying attention, right, this is a good place to go. And again, these people are so active, and they're actually doing things. So I think that's where it's write a letter, you know, make a phone call, show up, protest. I ran for office. I've run for, I think, 7 or 8 offices in the last few years. I filed at least a dozen lawsuits. And this is something, I'm not an attorney. I've never been a banker. I'm not a politician. It's my best attribute. But again, remember, you're fighting a corrupt system within that same corrupt system. So I'll tell everybody, yeah, I'm probably going to get out lawyered. That's usually what happens. But nobody's going to say I didn't try. And if we can get some of this on the record, and again, I guess I became famous here around 2019. For years and years, I found these incredible world headline news scandals, and I brought them to my authorities, who ignored me. Now I know why, because they're all complicit. Mm. And then I gave it to you guys, and you laughed at me. And no offense, you know, I'm none taken, because it sounds kind of crazy. Some of these things are, it's inconceivable. So in 2019, I started taking that same exact evidence to the same authorities, but I brought you guys with me. So we did it on live video, right? And again, you guys can, we've spent our entire lives being judged by these people. You guys get to be the judge this time, and you can tell what guilt looks like. So I hope every Vermonter, I'd love to be able to taste that liberty, that freedom. When you actually get brave enough to stand up and you lock your knees, you watch them cower, you watch them run. And again, the level of, I guess we've had to push them so deep into corruption. This court case that I'm talking about, I've been asking for discovery, right? This is the basic foundation, the building block for the law, for democracy, for our Constitution. If someone accuses you of something, they have to tell you what you did. And then you have the right to face your accuser. So they bluffed, charged a few times, and then finally they ended up again charging me with this violation. But I like being a defendant because I got some questions for them too, mm-hmm. right? But I put in my first set of interrogatories. That's a fancy word for questions. I shouldn't even know what that word means. I'm a deer hunter from Vermont, but I do. So I put in my first set of interrogatories 82 weeks now, 20 months ago. And wow, they still have not answered a single question. They're denying discovery. I actually have a document from the Vermont Superior Court. Your motion for discovery is denied. So again, I hope people are paying attention, because if they can do it to me, they can do it to you. Right. My motion for discovery is denied. That's pretty incredible to me. So yeah, I could be completely wrong. You guys don't have to like me, you know what I mean? But I hope you're paying attention to that. And something else that's really important is people have to realize, when I go with the evidence, I go to my local newspaper, or I'll go to the sheriff or the police station or the senator, or the governor, or whoever it is. You guys got to realize I'm not going there for help. I'm not expecting them to help me. They're not going to go, "Oh, Kevin, you're right. You caught us," right? They can't do that. They're not going to tell you about their family crimes. Those videos are just for you, just for the people watching. I'm doing it, you know, on my dollar, my expense, my butt is in the sling. Again, they, you know, I've been targeted. It's absolutely political. And I'm doing it so you guys can bear witness. So when they come for you, you know how to defend yourselves. And you can see this happening again. So it's optics right now. But once we get past that hurdle, my theory is I think a lot of this is actually happening. The good guys can't tell you either. So I think a lot of it's been happening behind the scenes for a long time. And then once this actually breaks, that's when the policies and these things kick in. Our farmers are another demographic. Again, they've been taxed to death. They've been regulated to death. They blame them for our water problems, and it's not our water problems. So again, we've got sustainable farming. I think we have to reevaluate how we feed the world. So, and I'm talking about happy cows and happy pigs and happy chickens, grass-fed, pasture-raised, organic meat, food. The original use of a farm, food, actually, right? No more Monsanto and GMO and all that stuff. And I think our Vermont farms are really going to shine. And then the other one is hemp. There's a hemp. No wonder it was banned for so many different reasons. First of all, it cleans the soil. So again, that's a good thing. And then the uses that we're making armor out of hemp. We're making planes. We're making cars, not just rope and paper and clothing, all these other things, but it's an incredible product. And the problem here in Vermont State, a lot of our farmers tried to switch over. They legalized cannabis and hemp, and they spent their last $500,000. They put everything into it, and unfortunately, they ended up with a barn full of rotting hemp.
Right, because they couldn't do anything with it, right?
Right. So, and again, this is...
What a tragedy.
This is where we have, again, these connections that I've made. We've got manufacturers, developers, again, patent holders, people that are ready to go. The problem is we have to wait for them to be gone first, if that makes sense to people. I've seen engines that run on air. Oxygen, got a generator you can hook your house into and run for 25 years, runs on air. I've seen engines that run on water, like personally, myself, like people, it's here, guys, it exists. Mm-hmm. So they're coming. We just, you know, you can't do it now because those people end up in a ditch, right?
Right. There is a monopoly.
There's a definite monopoly. And hemp, if you look at hemp, look what that does to the lumber industry or the steel industry. We can make lumber without cutting down trees. Think about that, guys. And it's 20 times stronger, 20 times lighter, 20 times more fire retentant. It's about 1,000 times cheaper. And don't worry, all my Vermont logger friends, because we're still going to use wood. People are going to want wood. And
oh, yeah.
We need it for succession of habitat and conservation. And so, again, all these fish and wildlife is another one. I think these are core values for Vermonters, these beautiful landscapes and our wildlife and our outdoor natural renewable resources. And I've got a lifetime, like literally more than half my life I've spent, you know, as an advocate and a promoter, a conservation educator. So that's where I think we need a few Vermonters in Vermont office would be a nice change. We don't have too many.
Yeah. Yeah, so we are speaking with fellow Vermonter here, Kevin Hoyt.
Genuine.
Yes, genuine. We're going way back. That's Kevin Hoyt, H-O-Y-T. And it looks like you have a Rumble page, a Facebook page. Where can folks go to learn more about you?
Oh, my God, I'm everywhere. You go on great shows like this one.
Yeah, you do a lot of interviews with really cool people.
I've done over 6,000 videos in the last 5 years. All for free, by the way. In fact, we kind of skipped around it, but the Grassroots Warrior Network, GRWN, on Rumble. And what that is it's me and 20 of my friends from all over the world, some of your favorites, and it's a plethora of content. We give you, you know, spiritual education and then news, politics, at least 3 shows a day. We're almost up to 4 a day now, and it's always free. Mm-hmm. So again, we've become the media.
Yes. So again, I see that happening. It's so exciting.
Alternative news is, I think, where it's at. We're getting, you know, better numbers than CNN ever thought of. So that's a good place to find me. Kevin Hoyt VT, as in Vermont. Kevin Hoyt VT, also on Rumble. And Facebook, Truth Social, Telegram, Instagram, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Just like everybody. I'm everywhere and nowhere at the same time. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I do like these unifying concepts, you know, the hemp, the plant medicine, the clean air, term limits, Second Amendment rights. I mean, these are the schools, the kids people are worried about. These are things that I see people, you know, worried about all across the spectrum here in Vermont. And yeah, one thing I've really enjoyed, I've enjoyed over the last 4 years of this health debacle that they called the COVID crisis, is when I started coming together with other health freedom folks, mm-hmm, they are from every walk of life. I mean, I've ended up with allies in parts of the spectrum that I didn't think I'd have anything in common with, and here we are. Our hearts are feeling as one. We're feeling connected. We're on the same page. Mm-hmm. And so it's really opened my eyes to just how many people we're really divided around, I don't think it's so much politics or Democrat, Republican, or anything like that. I think it's more about, do you trust the government? Trust the media? And either people do or they don't.
Right.
And people across the spectrum are trusting it less and less.
Well, I think this is part of the optic. Again, if we were comfortable, we would never move.
Right.
Are you comfortable out there? Your government had one job, to protect you. Do you feel protected? Do you feel represented?
Protect your rights.
Right. Well, again, both, right? Yeah. Both, they run hand in hand. And we've watched our rights and freedoms and liberties literally be trampled. We've watched, you know, the Constitution is a great, great document, but it only applies to us. They do what they want with impunity. We have a 2-tiered system. We've watched it over and over. So again, I'm unfortunately afraid it's going to continue until we do something about it. So do you like $4 a gallon? Maybe we'll go to 5 or 6 or 8, right? Do you like quadruple property taxes? I know you can't afford it anymore. So how about I let you keep a little bit of your own money? I think the problem is not you, because you're made out of carbon, right? The green energy lie. I think it's them. We cannot afford them anymore. When you look at the cost, the legal fees alone, trying to defend these guys from you, from the citizens who are trying to complain, and hats off to all you guys. Again, I'm in a court system that I know is rigged. I'm in an election system that I know is rigged. Why am I doing it? Am I insane? Why would I do all this time? And it's for you guys. Because I love everybody. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anybody to suffer anymore. I live in Vermont State. 3/4 of us are Democrats. It's not a Democrat-Republican thing. Those are tags and titles. Mm-hmm. Again, I've got a lot of tags from, you know, poacher, pedophile, white supremacist, like all these. They label you. I'm violent. I'm aggressive. I might be aggressive. That one I can agree with. But the other ones are titles. You know, on their tags and distraction, that division, fear, powerful weapon. So I think they've utilized that, but we don't have to fall for it anymore, guys. Like, their secret war was winning when it was a secret, but it's not a secret anymore. Mm-hmm. So I hope you all discover the individual power inside of you. And it's so easy. So if you take your power back by using your voice, by standing, again, lock those knees, stand up for yourself and others. And I think it's as easy as doing the right thing. That's easy for Vermonters. So I think all we have is each other, but that's how I know we're going to be okay.
Me too. I feel the same way. I trust my neighbors.
That's it. Me too. And then health is another one, the healthcare system and what's happening with healthcare. Again, plant medicine. I mentioned Ibogaine. Mm-hmm. That's a very important one. It's illegal here in the United States. It's like ayahuasca. It's a psychotropic. It's legal everywhere else in the world, just not here. They use it on our military. And again, for anybody out there struggling with addiction, to give you an idea, if you were on heroin, let's say you were addicted to heroin, this is a pill that I give you. It's 8 hours. It's a really heavy trip, right? It's a, again, psychotropic, and they say it's not so pleasant. But when you're done, when you wake up, you're done. There's no withdrawals. Everybody who's dealing, again, cigarettes, alcohol, this works on, it's a bark off of a plant, right? It's God's medicine. And again, it has to be a controlled medical setting. And it's not like we're not just going to send out people doing LSD or those type things. But again, it's the problem. This is how you can see the intent also. It works on old big pharma, like, let's say, OxyContins. It works on heroin. It works on cocaine. It works on all these things. It will not work on fentanyl. All of our drugs are laced with fentanyl now, right? It will not work on benzos. It doesn't work on Suboxone. It doesn't work on methadone.
What, this Ibogaine?
The Ibogaine, right. So now what we have to do is reverse prescribe. I'm working with some world's leading doctors. Again, Dr. Christian Northrup, Dr. Artis, Dr. I could go on and on. But they're, again, what we're going to have to do is reverse prescribe them. So what we do is we'll, at one point, a doctor prescribed Suboxone to get you off the OxyContins. But what we're going to do now is reverse. We have to get you on OxyContins to get you off the Suboxone.
Wow.
And then you don't stay sick. And then within a month, everything should be out of your system. And it was, if it's just cocaine or just heroin or just, you know, Oxys, then it's 8 hours later with the Ibogaine. But the whole, again, you have to do this whole policy together. That's one little part. That's the treatment part. But if you look at plant medicine, and I've got a wave watch. I don't know if you've seen a wave watch. Yeah, it's healing frequency. It's like the Rife machine. So scalar technology, color and light therapy, immunotherapy. We've got the Genesis One laser. We've got some incredible new medical things that are coming in along with the plant medicine and holistic approaches. And I think that's the future because people, I'm not the only guy scared of the doctor now. And what we're finding out is these things work better. They work faster. This wave watch that I'm talking about, it's like the Rife machine. Have you heard of the Rife machine?
No.
Again, it's frequency. I know a lot of people, they spend a lot of money on a Rife machine. But then you have to dial it into the right frequency. We're all about frequency and energy. Mm-hmm. So Linda Olson Bamber, the inventor of wave watch, she was, again, born deaf in one ear. She just didn't have that body part. So that put her that in that much more touch with frequency. Mm. And her kids are a couple of acoustic masters and musicians. So they were able to take the Rife machine and put it over into this. It's a watch, so you wear it all the time. It's got 1,000 frequencies. So there's a frequency for leukemia. There's a frequency for cancer, diabetes. It's worked tremendous. I gave birth to kidney stones for years and years. No more kidney stones. I got a frequency for that.
I got a frequency for that.
Seasonal allergies. I haven't had to take allergy medicine. That's a big deal for a lot mm-hmm. of people. It was for me. But I haven't had to take those medicines. And again, how that works is it was not only hidden from us, but it was banned. They killed Dr. Rife. They didn't let that technology work. Big Pharma, just a quick comparison. When I take a pill, it goes through my body about a foot a second, which is actually really slow. And because we're made of heat, the body, the human body has a lot of heat, it kills a lot of the big pharma. That's why you have to take a pill for, you know, a couple of days or a week or a month before they kick in. So the frequency goes through you at about 4 times the speed of sound. Mm. So it works, it's fast, it's effective, it's affordable. No wonder they don't want it, right? You don't need a doctor, you don't need a prescription. Your government doesn't have to give you permission. So again, and this is one of, you know, we have LifeWave stem cell patches. We have, there's so many new things that are coming, you know, to light right now, and the results speak for themselves, to be honest. If anybody's interested in that product, it's wavewatch.com, and there's no E on wave. That stands for wave and vibration. So WAVWATCH.com, and you go check it out. You guys can be your own judge. I think you'll be amazed. I hope it works as good for you as it worked for me and my friends. Not that there's a promo code if you want to save $100, Kevin100, but this isn't a sales pitch. I'm just sharing what I know works for everybody. If you are interested, I can save you $100 every day. And what we've done with that, again, I get a commission off that. Let's be fair. I'll be honest and transparent with everybody. What I did with my commission is I bought more Wave Watches. So I just bought 102 of them. We're giving them away because it works that good. It worked for me. Then I bought one for my brother and my sister and all my loved ones. And now we're trying to give them away to other people who, you know, are less fortunate and can't quite afford it and keep up. So giving back is a big part of me and who I am. I've been a humanitarian my whole life. And that's all I really want. I don't want to govern anybody. I don't think, you know, Vermonters were the best people on earth. You don't need Phil Scott or Kevin Hoyt to tell you what to do. But I want to govern this out-of-control system. Mm-hmm. And I think I got a few ideas to do just that.
Yeah, we did a deep dive a couple of months ago on this show into 5G and all of that. Is that sort of technology interfering with us? What's your opinion on
Absolutely.
All
that? We live in a radioactive world. There's a button on here for the EM. I had, I don't know if you know GK from the Disclosure Hub. It's a pretty big website. Again, hundreds of thousands of people. But he's a Vermonter. He's a friend of mine. And he gave me an EMF RF detector one time as a gift. It's the scariest thing I've ever had in my life. I used it for about a week, and I put it back in the box because we are being bombarded with EMF, RF. You cannot get away from it. Again, that's that digital realm, right? So there's ways to protect ourselves. But, yeah, I think that affects us very, very much. And Vermont is a hub for so many different things. Like there's a woman named Martine Rothblatt, Martin. Right. So Martine Rothblatt is the richest female CEO in America. She lives in Burlington. She developed satellite radio, satellite in general. She's a satellite entrepreneur. She's the largest pig cloner in the world. She was endorsed by the United Nations back in the 80s. Transhumanism, transgender. By the way, she lived the first half of her life as a male. So she's not actually the richest female CEO. It's a guy. That's, again, transgendered over. Just cloned her wife, Beta, I forgot the name of it. She has a company called LifeKnot, where when you die, you can download your memories onto chip and then put them in your computer life. Again, this is some this is Burlington, Vermont. Mm-hmm. Again, Patrick Leahy International Airport. Again, I could say lots of things about Patrick Leahy. I'll just reference Kathy O'Brien. If people don't know who Kathy O'Brien is, again, satanic sexual ritual abuse, we're going deep now, on a presidential level. Uh-huh. And she's got some incredible things about Patrick Leahy that Vermonters should know about, probably. Transformation.com. I'm watching the clock, too. We're clicking down.
Oh, yeah. No, I just want to make sure that I say we are speaking today with Kevin Hoyt, a gubernatorial candidate. And we were going to wait until the end to kind of dive deep because... as much as I think we need to go kind of gently with it, because some information might seem surprising to folks, and I don't know very much about this side of things. I tend to avoid that deep stuff because it can feel so
good,
hopeless, so dark. I don't like to take those dark things in, or even watch horror movies, things like that. But I do know that, say, for example, the recent Olympic ceremonies really opened a lot of eyes. I think people are opening their eyes more and more. It's getting harder and harder to not see the connection between demonology and mainstream media, say.
It's a religious extremist war. Religion runs the world. So do you think the Catholics are in charge? Do you think the Muslims are, or the Buddhists? Or nah, it's Satanists and Luciferians. And that sounds so inconceivable. It sounds so crazy, even when I say it today. But I think it's very, very true. And again, we can drop a few more bombs before I go. So people, you can look this up. If you live in Vermont State and you have a sheriff, right? The Vermont Sheriff's Association is an illegal business front for embezzlement and money laundering. You should go ask your sheriff. So we have these things called EIN numbers. Most business people know what I'm talking about. It's a personal identification number for your business. Can't match any other business for any other reason. It's like a fingerprint for your business. Well, the Vermont Sheriff's Association matches the Mount Anthony Preservation Society, MAPS. So that's the nonprofit owned by Judge James Colvin in Bennington. So again, it's if I'm a senator and you're a judge, I can't just pay you $50,000. We would get caught. But I could run it through your nonprofit. And that's, again, RICO. What that stands for is racketeering. We've all been racketeered on a big level. So not just the Vermont Sheriff's Association. That's a pretty big one. But the Vermont New Hampshire Christmas Tree Association. We have a program called PAVE, which is the violent Project Against Violent Encounters. It's for battered women. Great program. Getting a lot of good people involved. It helped a lot of people. It's still an illegal business for embezzlement and money laundering. So we have one in Bennington that's called Sunrise Daycare. So we know that as the Bennington County Childhood Association. So if you see the word association or trust, like the Vermont Land Trust, don't trust that. You guys should look at it, right? So Sunrise Daycare, that's, again, the Child Association, not only has a matching EIN with the judge, but it has what the FBI calls a pedophile symbol in their logo. This is what the FBI says. Now, Kevin Hoy, and I'll just remind people, Sunrise is a child advocacy center that's run by the Vermont Department of Children and Families. So at that same child advocacy center with a pedophile symbol and a matching number with the judge, they covered up sexual misconduct with children back in 1986. Who is they? Well, that would be Rob Wilmington and Rick Gothier. So Rob Wilmington used to be the town lawyer back in the day, gave that job to Merrill Bent. Merrill Bent's still town lawyer today, lots of towns actually. And then Rob went on to run Vermont Digger. You probably heard of that newspaper. Mm-hmm. Again, according to Digger, the largest media publication in Vermont, right across the street from the Golden Dome. You guys can go down there and there's nobody there. The building's locked. I've been down there for the last 2 years. You knock on a door, they won't open it. They opened it one, or they answered and talked through the door one time. I got the video up. It's pretty comical, to be honest. And then Rick Gothier was the other one. So Rick Gothier, again, 86 was a while ago. He retired under controversy, and then he went on to run the Vermont State Police Academy. So that's where they did their recruitment and retention for the last 25 years. So we've connected CPS, Child Protective Services, here in Vermont. We know that as DCF, Department of Children and Families. We've connected DCF and your Congress to child trafficking. That should alarm people. And again, I wouldn't come on this show, and I would definitely wouldn't do videos if I didn't have receipts. All these people, I named a few names today, they should absolutely sue me for defamation. They should absolutely, I would have a statement if I was the sheriff. I'd put a statement out there. But these people aren't here. My local county prosecutor, Erica Marthridge in Bennington, again, they told me not to call back, or I can't report a crime, or they took the bell away, that bell that you ring. My mom couldn't keep me off it when I was a kid. Now as an adult, I'm afraid to ding it. They actually took the bell away because I was down there playing, shaving a haircut, and they're like rats jumping off a sinking ship. Nobody wants to talk to Kevin. I think they've been told they can't talk to Kevin, and they actually took the bell away. And now the office is dark. The lights are off. The doors are locked. So there's a lot of that going on. The Bennington Police Station locked. A lot of people complained we can't get in. It's a public safety issue. Mm-hmm. The truth is they can't get out. I think we are winning, but they just forgot to tell us.
Right. Well, there are a lot. I mean, I love how excited people have become recently about doing research and watching researchers, you know, like, yeah. Whitney Webb has become so popular.
Absolutely.
There's a woman, Allison McDowell, who does a lot of this connecting of the dots in these mind maps where she shows how everybody, mm-hmm. you know, connects. And a lot of Vermont officials, Sanders and everybody, connected to these project-based initiatives in the schools that were really just training the kids.
We are. There's a thing called MK Ultra mind control. Again, reference Kathy O'Brien again. But Vermont was a hub. We know they've experimented. This is your government, and they included both medical and education system. But they experimented on 150,000 people that we know of. So this is reference to the Waterbury Mental Institution, mm-hmm. where they were averaging 300 or 400 deaths a year until the program stopped, and then it went back to 1 or 2 deaths. Back to normal. So unfortunately, I think we're a hub for a lot of bad things, a lot of dark things. We've got this giant Masonic phallus in Bennington. We know it as the Bennington Battle Monument, 300-foot, you know, Masonic, symbol, just like the one in the Vatican, just like the one in Washington. In the middle of nowhere, Vermont State, though, how did it get there and why? I think that's an important, this is where you go from political to spiritual. Mm. We're on ley lines, we're on grid lines, dragon lines. You know, we got Killington Peak to, Rockefeller top star, right? In Woodstock, Vermont, we got an 85-foot pentagram that they light up every Christmas. It's been right here in front of our face. The problem is it's so, I used to say unbelievable, but inconceivable is a better word. because we're good people. Yeah. And we don't think like this, and we cannot possibly imagine it, and we don't want to see it, we don't want to look, but I think we have to in order to get on beyond it. So that's where I am too. I'm sorry to be the messenger for all the people that aren't ready, but it is something we have to look at, and I think it's here. Again, I don't think there's any escaping that either. The snowball is so big and rolling so fast, no one's stopping it. The disclosure's happening so fast nowadays. So again, I'm thankful. I think we're blessed to be here. I think you guys were not only did you volunteer, but I think you were chosen by God. I think we're the A team, and you're up to bat. That's what I said. You're on deck, man. So even if you don't know what you're doing, I've never been afraid to fail. I've never ran for governor. I've never started a news network or a law firm or an air gun company or all these things I'm doing. But you're up. Swing the bat. At least swing the bat. So I think that's an important part. And that unity piece, too. Be nice to each other, man. Stop. It's not always about division, and people can disagree with me. I welcome that, actually. But let's keep it civil, and let's have discussions, because that stopped in Vermont State, too.
Yes, so. And that's been my goal with bringing these candidates on the air.
Job.
I'm hoping no matter who wins in the end, it's really about bringing our constituencies and our ideas and our concerns together. Talk. So that we can learn from each other. So whoever wins, they know that they not only have to represent who they, you know, who voted for them, but everybody in Vermont.
Right. Yeah.
And it is exciting that a candidate like you, so independent, has a large enough constituency. Enough people are putting this on the front burner.
And I know we're just about out of time today, or we could have talked about abortion. I love that one because you can't make anybody happy.
Yes.
And what I want to say to, and you triggered me into this, but people have to remember, but as a governor, I have to represent the people who don't agree with me as much as the other people. So I think it is about, again, compromise in some cases and being fair and balanced. But the fact that we're all being robbed and taken advantage of, that's again, bipartisan thing. You are bipartisanly being, you know, taken advantage of by your government, your criminal government. So I'm excited about helping end that. When this is all said and done, no one's going to say that I didn't try.
Yeah. Every opening you saw.
That's it.
Yeah, we had Brooke Page on to start this whole candidacy thing going on.
He's a fighter, too.
He is. He brings things to court, really important cases, and might keep losing, but he's bringing it to court.
I know. He runs for everything, too. We just had a primary. Again, I'm on the November ballot, but as an independent, everybody called and complained, you're not on the ballot. I wasn't supposed to be. But at the same time, it was like Kevin Hoyt for everything. If you guys are confused, you don't know who to vote for. If you're sick of the two favorites, you got your top Democrat, your top Republican, you don't like your choices at all. If you're not sure, Kevin Hoyt for everything. Like literally, just write me in wherever you want to write me. In the Democratic ballot, the Republican ballot, or if you've got the correct ballot, again, it's independent. Independent thinkers. Independent candidate 2024. Thanks for having me, Amy. I appreciate you.
Yes, I appreciate you too, and everything you're doing. This is Kevin Hoyt, a gubernatorial candidate, live in the studio today at WMRW. And where can folks find you again? Can you repeat your...
Again, sure. It's Kevin Hoyt VT on Rumble, or just plain Kevin Hoyt. I guess I'm still an old school Facebook guy. So Facebook and Telegram, Truth Social, and the Grassroots Warrior Network on Rumble is not just myself, but a whole bunch of really cool friends.
Oh, fantastic. And you were just mentioning when you came in here, you saw that the space is for rent here in the building. Here in the Mad River Valley, if there is anybody who would like to host a meet your candidate, meet Kevin Hoyt, and just talk with him, share your ideas with him. It sounds like he's open to hearing from folks from everywhere in the world with all kinds of ideas and solutions, which is my favorite subject, too. So if anybody here in the Mad River Valley would like to host Kevin, he's interested in that. Also, anywhere else in Vermont, that would be really fun.
I appreciate it. Like I said, all we have is each other. That's how I know we're going to be okay. So a lot of people are out there counting on me. Remember, I'm counting on you, too. That's all.
Oh, I love that. That's great. It's a two-way street
here. It is. The house of cards is falling. Come help me push.
There There you go. All right, guys, you heard it here on WMRW on the 5-H show. Thank you for joining me, and I will be back in a few weeks with Ed Wheeler, who is running for office in southern Vermont, and his issue is climate change and the true science behind climate change. So we just love stretching the limits and stretching your imaginations and getting you excited to work together as neighbors here in this beautiful state. Have a great day, Kevin. Thank you.